Good morning. This is Brian Madden for Friday, April 7th, 2006. You're listening to Brian Madden Live, the internet radio show about Citrix, Terminal Server, Thin Client, and server-based computing. A lot of you know that we just hired our second nerd in the company. Brian Madden Company before was me, Nicole, our business manager, and Emily, our event planner. And so a lot of you saw that about 2 months ago, we hired Katie Kepke, a Citrix engineer from Seattle, and she's helping us out with a lot of technical work and written some articles and posts in the forum, and we even convinced her to speak at Bri Forum. And so now we are all gathered in Washington, D.C., getting ready for Bri Forum. And so we pulled Katie away from her, from the four computers you're setting up in the other room, and convinced her to sit down and talk to us. So thanks for taking the time today.
Oh, you bet.
So what are you doing? You're on the dining room table. You got four computers and four terminals and all this kind of stuff.
Yep. I thought I'd try to, I'm trying to get away from server-based computing, and I'm just building up workstations.
And I noticed that you actually had four DVDs you were sticking into each one.
Yeah,
manually,
yep. Yeah, I'm going old school. I'm building up some workstations to put in the presenter room.
And this is Windows for workgroups on there then?
I think so, yeah.
Having those?
It's all command line.
Yeah. So we have the instructions for the presenters. You know, go in there, type in win, enter.
Yes.
Launch your presentation.
Simply hit Control Alt Star.
So how'd you get Wi-Fi to work on Windows for workgroups?
Well, it was challenging.
So you went to college for psychology,
uh-huh.
And did you ever imagine that you'd be then in IT after that?
Well, actually, it wasn't too big of a surprise because actually growing up, I had always thought I would be working in IT only because a career mentor in my life, she does work in IT, and she was a CIS major at Colorado State, and then she worked in the Air Force, and she flew on the Looking Glass, and she did IT work for them. So at one point, one of these three planes was always in the air in case the Pentagon ever, something happened to the Pentagon. And so I'd always thought that was so cool. And just because I thought she was the neatest thing, I thought, well, I'm going to go in the Air Force and I'm going to be working in IS. And so even up till college, I was thinking I would be working in IT, even though I really wasn't much of I was a user.
So majoring in psychology, that, I guess, not a far jump, because right now you can kind of coax the servers and ask the servers why they're not feeling.
They need love, man. They need love.
Yeah, so with server crashes, and you say, come on, DC01.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah, how do you feel when your server goes down?
I usually am ranting and raving and trying to muffle swear words.
Well, that's a good thing about the data center. The white noise in the background of the data center is you can usually curse pretty loudly.
That's true. Nobody knows it.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually when a server goes down, it's quite frustrating. And then I'm always questioning my purpose in life. Like if I'm going to stand here in front of this cold server.
Well, and then after you're awake for so many hours, and then because when you walk into a data center, you don't usually hear the noise in the background until you've been there for several hours.
Yeah, and then,
and then you
loud.
Notice, like, you can just hear the kind of pulsing. And it's sort of like resonating off your skull. And you're like, why won't the service pack install? What's next? What's next? Next? Next?
Totally.
So I remember a time that I spent in a data center, one of my very... not fondest memories, but most vivid memories of the data center at night was one of the times that I was doing a Citrix install. I was upgrading from WinFrame to MetaFrame. And so I think it was MetaFrame 1.0. And I did the drive remap, and that turned out to be bad. So I had to unremap for reasons I won't go into with backups and stuff. So I actually had to unremap. So the first thing I did is I went into Disk Manager or whatever it's called in, you know, NT4 or whatever, and just changed the drive letter of the system drive because it was drive M. So I changed the drive letter back to drive C, rebooted it, and then hoped for the best. And of course, it was an absolute disaster.
Oh, no.
And so then I did find and replace in the registry, like M colon, find and replace with C colon. And
how did that work?
Oh, man. Well, so like I said, it was a long night. I do remember the day staff coming in and me still being there.
So when I was, our server room was really close together. And so I'd be working on all of our terminal servers facing one direction, and right behind me was a row of NACs. And so if I backed up just like a couple inches on the back of my head, I would feel this little tink, tink, tink. And I'd turn around and my hair was getting sucked into the NAC fans.
One by one.
Yes.
Your hairs are
in. It's like, oh no. I'm like, that's no good. That can't be good for. So if the NACs went down, I sure ran out of there quick.
Okay, right. So one of them goes down, mm-hmm. and they find these long red hairs in yes. it. And there's only they do some forensic analysis.
Yeah, wasn't me.
Figure out.
Wasn't me. Even yeah. though I'm the only one with a key to the room.
Yeah, and some little wispy hairs sticking up, points sticking up all over the place.
It wasn't me. And once in my early IT days, I was working on a row of terminal services back with those big compacts where one server was like quarter rack of, so whatever, like, I don't know, 20 U's or something for like one server. And so there was all there was all these servers, and I was looking over. I'm like, what's this one? This isn't being used for anything. Why is it powered on? And so
you did that?
No.
So
I shut it off. And then I went back to my desk later, did some work, and also all these calls started coming in that this one SPD01 is down, and I was like, what service, you know, what on earth is wrong? And so I went back in, and they're like, came with another senior engineer, and we're staring at it, and he's like, he's like, SPD01 is like right here. And then he looks down, and he's like, it's off. Yeah. I was like, well, that's not it. It's there. And he goes, that's the RAID array. And I went outside, and the manager was like, what was wrong? I was like, I shut it off.
But I did it purposefully, so you don't have to worry about any accidental bugs.
Yeah, I thought it would be really cool during production hours to turn it off.
Isn't it kind of funny how so much of our job is basically being happy about stuff that's not our problem? And so I guess also psychology is probably really good just as a general business thing, because there's so much like when your boss says, oh, so we don't have the budget for this, or this is your fault. And so then you can kind of think back to the.
Oh, yes. Actually, yeah, I don't know if whether they're the psychology degree or just like the drugs are really more effective at that point.
That's awesome.
Just kidding. Don't do drugs. Stay in school.
So making a jump to IT is one thing, mm-hmm. but now you made the jump into the server-based computing in Citrix world.
Mm.
So it sounds like you kind of purposefully entered the IT world, but there's no way you could have gotten into Citrix on purpose.
Well,
I don't think I've met anyone yet who has.
Well, actually, yeah, I did kind of stumble into it. My first IT job, I was waiting for a clearance to go into a classified area, and I had 6 months to work on another team. And just by luck, I was placed on a server team. And the internal network, they needed someone to take over their terminal servers. And the main lead there, he said, you know, can you learn terminal server? And I said, well, sure. Is there someone to teach it to me? And so they hooked me up with somebody on the outside who was administering all the unclassified terminal servers and Citrix servers. At the time, they were building, they were using Metaframe 1.8 to provide Windows desktops to Unix users, and they were using X11. And so that's how I started. They just kind of took me under the wing and showed me stuff, and then that's what I did. I went into the classified area, and then what do you know? All of a sudden, Citrix starts popping up everywhere, and I'm like, oh, this is cool. I kind of know a little bit about this, and here I am.
Another accidental Citrix engineer.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Totally. But it's cool.
So when you started working with us now, mm-hmm. you've had all these IT jobs and always gone into the office and the cubicle and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're working from home.
Oh, it's a dream come true. I hate to say it in case somebody's out there listening from their QB. I just got to tell you, there's hope, and keep dreaming.
For everyone working in a cubicle, you too may get to work in your underwear.
Yeah.
And hair not combed.
Oh man, the big decision of the day is whether to change out of the jammies into the sweats.
So I guess one of the big things is going to be once video phones come to be popular and video conferencing. That's going to kind of ruin our lives now, isn't it?
That's true. Well, that still just means we have to have nice shirts We can still wear like our jammies.
Well, like they have on Saturday Night Live, they have those, it's like a coat and tie front.
Oh,
where
yeah.
It's got the shirt and
you
the sleeves.
Just drape it over.
Kinda, yeah, it's like a poncho.
That would be awesome. We could just get all sorts of ponchos.
With different ones, like, are you at the client site?
And sombreros.
Yeah. I'm on site now, as you can see, at the remote thing client location.
Well, we could just get different backgrounds
yeah.
and drop them down.
Yeah. Reporting live here from...
We could get a big, just a green screen, and then we can travel all over the world.
Yeah. So you reported from Tehran early this afternoon and then from Japan this morning. So
yes.
How'd you make that happen?
Well, this afternoon I'll be heading towards the Golden Bridge.
Right. So this year at Bri Forum, we wanted to make lots of servers for people, for the presenters to use.
Yes.
So it's a lot more hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of show and tell kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so you joined us in January.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty much job one, we said, okay, let's build some Bri Forum servers. Good luck with that.
Yes, that's true. So we put together, we got our six Citrix Access Gateway. We got a couple of Dells and a couple of host VM servers and built up a Bri Forum domain. And
It's funny. Have you ever used Dell before?
I haven't. Not in a long time.
It's funny how it's soon. Same with me because I worked for HP, you know, Compaq and HP. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's like, you know, Compaq servers were everywhere and all consulting clients.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I quit my job in 2003 to be self-employed, and I need to buy some servers, and I looked at some HP servers, and I'm like, oh, wow, Dell, look at that. Yeah, so Dell has become our best friend now.
Yeah, snaps for Dell.
So what do we have in our Bri Forum environment?
Bri Forum environment, well, we have got our domain controller, we got a SQL server, license server, and just a bunch of different presentation servers and terminal servers and all 32-bit. We tried to get 64-bit to run on a VM, but we didn't have any luck with that.
Yeah. Although it's funny, so we're sitting here, so there's the one that we're going to use for that beast right there. Yeah.
Whoa. I thought it was a cooler.
I know. That's our 64-bit one, which we'll kind of have to plug in alongside. So we got our nice rack. Our rack is very cute. It's that little 9U with the wheels.
It's very cute.
Yeah.
We still need to get googly eyes for it.
Yeah. But so we have that nice rack, and we've got everything in there, and then it's like behemoth sitting next to it, which will be our 64-bit. And I swear that 64-bit server is louder than all the Dells and the Access Gateway and the cooling fans and everything else that's in the rack.
Well, those gerbils, you know, they get loud.
Yeah. But I think, so it's funny because now, you know, the one thing about using, about having for Bri Forum, about since we did on PowerPoints last year, mm-hmm. is PowerPoints don't get messed up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's kind of like no chance that something's going to go wrong on the day. And so I think like, you know, our lab environment has been running for what, like 2 months. It's been rock solid for the most part, you know, that whole time, except for a few accidental reboots and that kind of stuff. But hey,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a lab environment. So. but now we got to make sure it doesn't break on next week. So hopefully it's going to be.
Yeah, that's true. I certainly hope it won't be breaking next week. I'm at Reagan National. See ya. I think it's hardware related.
Well, it depends on whose session is going on at that particular time.
Hope everyone's nice.
Well, so it'll be interesting to see how many VMs we can run. 6, 8 on a time?
I've been running on average about 6 or 8.
And it's been cool.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I should say, yeah, about 6. But I haven't had a need to run more, so I don't know.
And I think that, I guess these things don't also, I mean, there's lots of different sessions, but I think there's not a lot of people that have heavy VM usage going head to head with each other.
Yeah, I think that's pretty well spaced out.
Yeah. And I guess also what we're doing, the stuff we're showing is kind of more, almost kind of engineering, like lab show and tell type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I think actually our performance is pretty good because I was looking at these servers and, you know, just connecting to the host and looking at Perfmon, it seems like we're fine as far as resources. And we've got scads of hard drive space and I mean, memory, you know, VMware does a really good job of doubling up the memory and stuff. So
mm-hmm.
so I think we're good for all that
stuff. Yeah, I think it'll be good. And you know what session I'm really excited to attend? The one about running Windows XP on VM.
Oh, man, that's Ron Oglesby's session.
Yes, I'm very much looking forward to that because my two Windows XP VMs, I can barely stand to mouse on them. It takes so long. So now my client machines are just other servers. So I decided I can figure this out after I attend the session and maybe learn a little bit about what's going on.
Well, you know, I was looking at Ron's slides
mm-hmm.
and he actually has a lot of real data in his slides. So he's got, like perfmon graphs, and here's with VM, without VM, like raw XP and XP within VM, and then Citrix and VM. He's got all that kind of stuff. So I'm totally psyched about that session also.
Yeah, and that'd be cool.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's something that this whole VMware thing, I think this is something like we talked about yesterday. It's just, I don't know if people are still quite worked out exactly how that fits into the world of Citrix. And there's definitely a lot of potential for these to be used together. But I think that'll definitely be pretty cool. You know, another thing that's going to be a really cool session is Jeroen van de Kamp has one. And I think, I forget if this one is with Dennis Damon or with Daniel Nikolic. It's Jeroen and one of those two guys where they wrote their own sizing tool. So, you know, Citrix has that Citrix Server Test Kit, which is basically like that sort of automated log-on, log-off kind of stuff. And there are some other sizing tools out there like Scapa Technologies and Mercury Interactive and some of these others, but those are really, really freaking expensive. And so these guys at Login, they actually wrote their own test kit. I think they're calling it like Stress Test or something like that. And but they're releasing that free to the community to do stress testing on these boxes. So that'll be cool because I think we can now do a lot of testing to look at.
VM.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, using VM versus Citrix. I think that'll be really, really awesome.
Oh, yeah. That'll be really valuable.
And so I haven't actually looked at the tool yet, but I think it's something that's going to be a pretty cool thing. And I hear also that there's a session about shadowing.
Yes, I heard it's going to be so awesome.
I heard it's got a great presenter.
It's got a great presenter.
And it's going to be first thing, first morning.
Yes, it'll be the first session after the keynote. So, yeah, I'm very much looking forward to giving my session on shadowing.
It's kind of funny because a lot of people, I think, at first you think shadowing, like, what's the point of shadowing? I mean, I shouldn't say that, but what's the point of having a session about shadowing? Because you turn it on and you're done, right? And what else is there?
Well, and actually, there's quite a... You're right. It's not the most difficult of technologies to configure, but there's a couple of things. There's a few key things that are important to know and to secure the environment and just to know how it's working. And then most importantly, I think it's just a priority issue because it's not something that as engineers, we generally have a lot of time to set up and spend a half a day or whatever, set up our testing, learn all about it. And so I think it'll be really valuable just to have an hour, learn everything there is to know, and you can just take it back to your environment and implement it.
Well, now what about shadowing? Like, so what do you like to do? Because I can configure shadowing like in my Citrix connection configuration or via Active Directory, or I can use Citrix policies. So give us the Cliff Notes version, the preview.
Well, there's 7 different places that you can configure.
How many? 7?
7 different places you can configure shadowing. And really, you're going to have to attend the session if you want to.
Oh, right. Because we wouldn't want to give away any secrets.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. Well, that's good. Maybe we'll talk about after the session then.
Oh, yeah, sure.
About that kind of stuff.
Definitely.
So,
I'll give you all the
So you will go into that. You will go into all like the different places you can configure and precedents and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. We'll be talking about the different places you can configure shadowing and the out-of-the-box utilities. We'll be talking about order of precedence versus most restrictive. We'll talk about shadow logging and some best practices and
sounds cool.
There. Yeah.
And this is your first... So last year you attended Bri Forum as an attendee.
Yes.
And this year you're attending as a presenter and a Bri Med employee, Bri Med company.
Yeah, how did that happen?
in one short year.
I must have drank the Kool-Aid because, wow, I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, I think it's going to be... I'm excited about Bri Forum this year. You know, it's funny because last year, I mean, of course, these are always very exciting. And any time I get to sort of work with the community, I think it's exciting stuff. But I mean, last year's Bri Forum was special because it was the first one. But I was so nervous. And I mean, that night before, I think I said this actually during this opening session, I did not sleep not 1 minute the entire session, the entire night before Bri Forum. I mean, not a minute. I laid down, but I laid there staring at the ceiling thinking, Oh my goodness, what have I gotten into? But this year has gone a lot more smoothly, I think, for two reasons. You know, number one is because just by having done it before, we're less worried. And actually, it's good, too, because the press club where we're having this, they take care of all the food for us. So last year, remember, we had to bring in food and coffee and all that kind of stuff. And so we had to move all that stuff in ourselves. And this year, they're going to set up the tables and they're going to do the food. And so that's going to be really nice.
Oh, that will be nice.
But of course, this year also, I think we're successful just because we have Emily. So,
oh man.
Yeah, Emily is our event planner, and so we hired her last February. We hired her just before Bride Forum last year. And so last year was just Nicole and me putting together everything for Bride Forum. And about 6 weeks before Bride Forum, we hired Emily, who is by profession an event planner. Mm-hmm. And she kind of looked at us and was like, well, what are you guys doing? So she helped us out tremendously in the last 6 weeks. But but then she spent all this past year working for the Bride Forum stuff for this year. And so I think that's the reason why we're kind of on top of stuff, because she's really got it down. Mm-hmm. So that means that we get to, people like you and me, get to focus just on our technology and just on the session. So that's great. So you're from Seattle.
Oh my goodness, it's a whole other world out there. Just learning how to order your coffee is a key thing in Seattle.
Well, because they would make fun of you if I get to the front of the line, I'm not a coffee drinker. Mm-hmm. And when I drink coffee, I want to drink coffee that's very sweet and doesn't taste like coffee.
Mm-hmm. Tastes like ice cream. That's how I started. Yeah, you order your drinks to taste like ice cream, and then you slowly get addicted.
And then you're just drinking it black.
Well, I wish I did. I don't drink drip coffee. I only drink lattes, which sounds so horrible. And I really wish I didn't, because it's much more expensive.
So, Katie, I guess we should probably stop talking and start working again so we can actually
have
an event. So, hey, well, thanks everyone for your time today, and we will see you on Monday.
See you later.
This episode was copyright 2006 by the Brian Madden Company. See you at Bride Forum in a couple days.